Hey everybody, this is Megan Jocks with Revelation Wellness Nashville. I want to thank you for joining me on my podcast today. Let's just go ahead and open up in prayer and then we'll get straight into what I'm hoping to encourage you with today. Father God, Lord, I just thank you for another opportunity to encourage the listeners today. Father, I ask that your Holy Spirit would just surround them right now, Lord, that they would just feel your loving arms around them. As we go about our day, Lord, and as you just share your heart for us, God, I pray that I would just get out of the way, allowing you to move and flow through me, Lord, and just speak a word of love and light into each one of the listeners. God, I love you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So today I want to talk to you guys a little bit about some things that have been going on in my life. And if you've been reading my blog, which I will put a link in the comments below so that you can kind of see where my blog is at if you haven't been following my blog. But for those of you who have been following, this might seem like a little bit of a recap, but I wanted to share it with the listeners and what's been going on in my heart. I just got back from a 10-day trip in Kansas. And also I've been doing some fasting. The Lord's been calling me to a fruit fast and just fasting and listening to his voice and letting him lead me in my nutrition, which is something that I very much encourage my clients and you guys to do as well. When you really let God direct your steps, even in your food, even in what you eat and drink and how you move, you really get to stay in a new place of freedom. So if you've struggled with body shame or eating disorder orders, either to the far right or to the far left, when you learn how to hear God's voice and you let him give you your diet, because he is a God that is alive and well, and he is in the details just as much as he is in the big overall picture and things going on in your life. So when you surrender your eating and your drinking and your moving, you really start releasing the control over your body. And it allows you to love your body and accept your body, knowing when you're walking surrendered in those things, that what your body looks like is actually just what it was intended to look like. So you're eating the things he's asked you to eat. And I don't mean a diet. I don't mean things society has told you to eat and not eat. I mean you have spent time with the Lord. You have prayer journaled and asked God, God, what does my body thrive on? What are the foods you want me to consume? And are there any that you want me to stay away from? You journal those. When you hear God speak to you, let God speak to you. Then you walk in obedience in those things. At least for me, I know that my body, I have no right to have shame over my body when I'm walking surrendered in those things, because I know that I am under his covering. I've been walking obedient and I'm under his covering, and I trust him with whatever my body looks like when I'm walking surrendered in those things. So that literally has absolutely nothing to do with what I wanted to talk to you about today, but I guess it does have a little bit. So I've been fasting. And when I say fasting again, it's really just that surrendered mindset of my food and what he's called me to in this season with food. And I went on a trip to Kansas and was visiting with family and just having a great time letting my kids see their cousins and aunts and uncles and grandparents. And it's about a 14-hour drive for us, so it's a little ways, but it gave me plenty of time to think, process, kind of, I don't know, get control or remember what I'm doing. You know, you have 14 hours on the road to just think. And the Lord really kind of spoke to my heart. And I just started wondering, what am I doing? Being a stay-at-home mom, homeschooling, being a wife, running a business, just trying to love people, just trying to walk with the Lord every day. You kind of can get into a rut and then you kind of forget what you're doing and why you're doing it. And you say you're doing it for one thing and then you realize, I don't even realize what I'm doing anymore. And where is this ship even going? So I spent some time with the Lord as I was driving, just kind of, you know, trying to search my own heart and my own mind about the decisions I'm making and what I'm doing. And is it really driving me to where I eventually want to go? And if you don't know where you want to go, it's hard to know which way to steer. So if I just set out on the road and I have no intended destination, I'm going to be driving all over the place. I could end up in Canada. I could end up in Mexico. And sometimes we like trips like that. But when it's talking about your life, a lot of times we really need to know where we want to go. It makes it a lot easier to drive around when you know where you want to go. It also is important to know what you want out of life. I had mentioned in my blog about if I want a vacation where my feet are in sand and there's sun and there's blue water, then I know I can pick my destination to be the Bahamas. If I want to be bundled up and cuddled up by a fire watching snow come down, I might choose Colorado or maybe even Alaska. But I have to know kind of what I want out of my life to know where I want to go. So those were the kinds of questions that I started asking myself as I was driving. What is it that I'm doing? What is it that I really want out of life? Where is it that I want to end up at the end of my life? And I've never been a big planner. I've always kind of just went with wherever the Spirit led me, and that's where I want to go. I want to go with the Spirit. But when you start looking at your actions and you start looking at the things that you're doing, are your daily decisions really getting you there? I use this scenario a lot of times with my clients as well. Many clients come to me and they say they want to lose 100 pounds. That's great. But their decisions may not always line up with their goal or what they're telling me that they want. So I try to help them see that what they're doing is not really assisting them in their overall where they're wanting to end up. So we try to look at your daily decisions. Every little decision is either driving you closer to your intended destination or further away. So a lot of times we think that it's the big decisions that matter. And yes, they do, but really it's a bunch of little decisions that are taking you to your big decision. So for me, I had to figure out what is it that I want. I truly want, at the core of my being, I want oneness with the Father. I want what John 17 talks about when Jesus is talking to the Father, and his heart towards his people, towards believers, was that we would have oneness with the Father. That we would be as close to God as Jesus was close to God. That was Jesus's heart towards believers. So we have to know that even accepting Christ as Savior, like, there's another step. There's something even bigger than just believing, and it's oneness. And the more I pull towards oneness, and once I really start kind of meditating and asking God what that looks like and what that feels like, and the more that I feel like I get closer to oneness, the more I want that. The more the desire of my heart is not money or fame or position or platform, nothing like that. What I really want is just oneness with the Father. So that's what I want out of life. My destination is wherever God is, wherever the Holy Spirit is. That's my destination. So what I want out of life is oneness. My destination is wherever He is. So as I've been going over that this week, and I've really started looking at my little decisions, are my little decisions driving me into oneness, or are they driving me further away? From how I spend my in-between time of all my chores in the house, how I spend my time after my children go to bed, what I'm watching, what I'm listening to, it all drives you closer into the heart of God, or it drives you further. And that's really where I've come to this place of going, you know what? It's not about, is it good music or bad music? That is a debate Christians can have all day long. And is good music or bad music, or good TV or bad TV, and should or shouldn't I? Really, it's not about that for me. It's really about, is it driving me closer to my intended destination? Is it driving me closer to oneness? Is it giving me what I want out of life? Like, truly the desire of my heart. It allows you to be free in these decisions, and it makes it a lot easier to choose right or left, because you can clearly see in these decisions, is it driving me closer? Is it pulling me further away? So that's something that I've had to look at this week, and something that's really allowed me to be free in my decision making, allowed me to move in power in the decisions that I am making, big and small. And it's been hard. I'm going to be really honest. Some things have been easy. Some things have been hard. And I want to share with you just a little bit about the hard decisions and about some of the easier decisions. Today I had to go to my husband, and I had to talk to him about something that I'd been kind of struggling with. It was something that I did that it's something that we, my husband and I, have talked about over the years. It's something that we had struggled with in the past. And there was just a small manifestation of that struggle that I had had several years ago. And it could have been just a little thing. It was something I could have easily kept to myself, something that I didn't necessarily have to share with him, I suppose. But in my heart, every time I kept looking at my goals and looking at what I wanted out of life, a life of integrity, a life of oneness, I realized more and more that not sharing this struggle or this kind of, something that I just didn't see drawing me closer to my goal, it needed to be revealed to him. It needed to be exposed to him. And again, some people would have said, you didn't need to say anything to him. You didn't need to, that's between you and God or whatever. But I know that I want to live a life of integrity and oneness with God and my husband as much as possible. And so I went to him and I looked him in the eyes and I told him where I was struggling. And again, it's something that can really put a strain on a marriage. So it's nothing really easy to expose about yourself, your thought patterns or things you're struggling with that can a lot of times maybe affect your spouse as well. So, but that's one thing that God was calling me higher in and just saying, okay, Megan, this is your heart's desire. This is what it looks like. This is where you take a right turn. And sometimes when you assess what you want out of life, and if it's something like oneness or closeness with God, that gets raw and real sometimes. You have to face yourself and you have to face sometimes your mistakes, and they're not pretty. And sometimes you have to look somebody in the face and you have to be honest. And you might get rejected. You might get not a very gracious response. I'm very thankful that my husband and I have traveled some rough waters in the past and we've learned how to be gracious towards one another in our own struggles. I'm very, very thankful for that. But at the end of the day, he doesn't have to respond that way. And I know that. I don't expect him to respond any particular way because I have to own up to the things that I've done. And he gets to respond however he decides. But oneness with the Father is more important to me than rejection of man, no matter who the person may be. Oneness is number one to me, and intimacy with the Father. So not hiding from other people, but being honest and owning up to the things that I've done. The other thing that God has called me to that's been a little bit easier to do has been sleeping. I posted on my Facebook about a sermon that Pastor Bill Johnson out of Bethel in Redding, California had talked about. And man, it was so awesome to hear a pastor talking about this because it's something God had talked to me about in the past about sleeping. And I'd really had a pull towards resting and sleeping. And it's really nothing that's come easy to me in the past. I have always been a night owl. I literally have always wished I didn't have to sleep because I enjoy life. I enjoy being awake. And sleeping was just something I constantly robbed myself of. And the last couple months, I really felt a call to be in bed and to be resting and to be sleeping. And Pastor Bill Johnson in this sermon, again, I will post it in the description here. He talks about the power of supernatural sleep and the things that God does in your sleep when you allow him into that space and you prepare your heart before bed to encounter him. It's very, very powerful. And there's things that God can download into your spirit while you're resting that ends up manifesting throughout your day or maybe in a situation that you didn't realize you needed that download. And then all of a sudden it comes to the surface. So when we surrender, even in our sleep, there's great fruit that comes from it. And the world would be quick to say sleeping, although it's good for your health, like when you're resting and you're not producing, then you lose your worth. And you need to sleep less and get more done. You need to get up early, get your workouts in. You need to do all this stuff and strain your body in the name of being healthy even. We do some really backwards things. But the Lord is reminding us, like, if you sleep, if you commit to resting, trust him with your schedule. Trust him with all the things that maybe you've put on your plate. Because we end up piling a lot on our plate that maybe God never intended anyway. But if you shut it down in time for you to get a good amount of sleep at night, you can trust that He will redeem to you your time. He will show you where to make up the time, where to get the work done, or maybe He'll show you that everything you're doing isn't His heart for you. But trust Him with your rest. So again, watch that sermon if you can, but that's the other thing God's been calling me to. You know, it's like another right turn, a right turn. He just continues as after I established what it was that I wanted out of life, where the destination was that I wanted to go, He has continued to be faithful to show me each and every turn on my road. What are the things that will drive me into oneness? What are the things that will land me in my appointed destination? And it's really just applying those. And it makes it a lot easier to apply those things when you have defined and you have spent time in prayer about what it is you want out of life and where you want to go. I want to encourage you in that. I want to call you into that as well. If you haven't been following along with my blogs, I encourage you to do that, because each and every day as the Lord is giving me a new revelation about what it looks like for me to pursue oneness and to be with Him, I'm sharing that on my blog. And I feel like sometimes I want to share more than once a day because He's just bringing so much. And the more that you move in the things that He calls you to, the more He shares with you. It's like when a friend is talking to you and you turn away and you're not paying attention, they kind of stop talking most of the time. Unless you have a really chatty friend, and then they just keep talking. But generally, if somebody feels like they want to be heard and you're listening to them, they're going to keep talking to you. The minute you turn away, the minute you show that you're distracted, they're going to pause and they're going to wait for your attention again. That is exactly how God operates a lot of times. He will speak to you when you're ready to hear Him. He's not going to waste His words. So when you turn away and you're distracted and you don't know what you're doing and you're just kind of all over the place and you're not really listening for God other than maybe a God help me every once in a while or whenever you feel like you're pressed, He's not speaking as much and then you can't hear Him. Silence yourself. Take the time to really sit before God. Establish what you want out of life so that He can show you where your destination is, and then you can start driving. Then you can start moving towards those things. I pray this encouraged you today. I love you guys. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next time.